Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 4, as we'll be reading verses 10 through 16, but today you'll see poetry for verses 13 through 16. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that now at last you received your concern for me. You were, of course, concerned about me, but lacked an opportunity. Not that I say this because of need, for I have learned in whatever situation I find myself to be self-sufficient. I know indeed how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well-fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I have the strength for everything through Him who empowers me. Still, it was kind of you to share in my distress. You Philippians indeed know that at the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, not a single church shared with me in an account of giving and receiving, except you alone. For even when I was at Thessalonica, you sent me something for my needs, not only once, but more than once. When we go into our inner door and pray, many times alone, as well as many times during the day, we hear in the silence of the wonders of Christ, just as Paul shared, seeking nothing in return but nice whispers that dare. This dare Paul called his life, a life of sharing the gospel, which gave him the strength of Christ's empowerment to accomplish everything in him. When we speak to our Lord, do we remember the strength He gives us to accomplish even the smallest of tasks, whether it is something that tests our knowledge or encourages us to learn? Paul spoke of this gospel being the strength that gives all of us the ability to accomplish anything in truth. Once you ask Jesus into your life, you seek to share the distress of others, giving and receiving the needs of not just one, but more than one, should be your goal each waking moment of each reality day. It's important to hear what Paul was speaking of, the difficulties of living in Christ as a secret he is sharing that overcomes every situation by simply believing Jesus is strength. We live as mercy. There's no cost for redemption. Redemption has and always will be free. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. Dig on those who are not forgiving. Dig on those who are being so self-righteous. Dig on them for not allowing truth to be shared as love in you. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we'd pray for, and those that we've asked us to pray for them. Pray for Ukraine as we are each day, as the senseless acts of aggression are killing people and martyring them each day. Lord, we pray for those. We pray for Holy Mother Church, who lift up those who die each day, anointing them in life eternal, we pray. in the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. My poem comes today from Philippians 4, verses 13 through 16. We did 10 through 12 yesterday, but I wanted to include it today so we have something to understand of what verse 13 means so much when people talk about that empowerment of God. We've got a two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Me Empowered in Him for Everything Prepared. Me empowered in Him for everything prepared. Distress mine, kind concern you shared. Receiving and giving, Philippians showed who cared. Church none but you have sent the gospel so fair. Macedonia seemed they didn't care to conceive. Alone you have sent more, sharing my needs. In Thessalonica, something came along because of you. Once wasn't enough. Another gift of charity in truth. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 25th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up a little early today. Rising with the angels, speaking to the Lord in some silent, private time, as we do the sound of the bell. Thanks again for joining. A reminder that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We're closing today at about 7, almost 8. We're going to go ahead and close at 8:04. Shout out to our good friends John and Marie as we close in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. Thank you, Jesus.